In politically charged Washington, some of us can't get enough of the political guessing game. Who might run for president in 2016? We're joined by Washington Secrets columnist Paul Bedard, who's sizing up the results of a new survey that shows Hillary Rodham Clinton would do well if she won the Democratic nomination. But the survey also shows some hope for Senate Republican Marco Rubio of Florida. Explain, Paul.
Dick, we're already ahead to picking who's going to run. I mean, a lot of people think Hillary is. And there's this a new Zogby poll that John Zogby provided to us that shows in a Clinton-Marco Rubio race, he's the Florida senator and kind of the bright, shining star of the Republican side. Hillary wins 46% to 23%, and about 18-20% there in that group really haven't made their mind up. Now, that's good news for Hillary, but not totally unexpected since she is the front runner in every single poll. There is good news for Marco Rubio and the Republicans, though. Rubio would win 48% of the Hispanic vote. Hillary 34. Now, you look at the last two presidential elections, the Hispanic vote went overwhelmingly to President Obama, 70% in the last election. And the Republicans have always thought, you know, we need to win 35-40% of the Hispanic vote to win, but how do we do it? So, you know, Rubio's pushed forward on this bipartisan immigration reform, and you add an Hispanic name like his on top of the ticket, and I talked to a bunch of Republicans who say, you know what, he might really be the savior of the party.
Interesting. And, of course, the Hispanic vote, quite decisive in this recent election in Ohio and Colorado and elsewhere. Let's move on to E15 gasoline. President Obama demanding higher ethanol content in the new E15. But isn't there evidence the blend can ruin auto engines? What's this all about?
Well, you know, the president is pushing forward on E15, 15% ethanol. Right now we use 10%. You know, that's the kind of the gas that gums up your lawnmowers when it sits for too long, but generally works good in cars. Well, the EPA is pushing now on an E15 mix for cars to be used in cars made 2000 and after. And the American Petroleum Institute, now, of course, they're gas advocates, has just released a study that shows E15 will mess up millions of car engines. It will do things, for example, as gum up your fuel system, prompt the check engine light to come on, even mess with your fuel gauge. The study has come under attack, of course, from the corn industry and green advocates. But the company that did the study has been in this business for 70 years, and it's kind of further evidence that you just don't change the fuel mix. You also have to figure out how to make these engines use it properly and efficiently.
Fair enough, Paul. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner.